Dear ones, this is some very amazing news coming from a high security clearance scientist who worked for Sandia Labs in Albuquerque and is married to a retired Army commander, now working as a military consultant. Lately, there has been a great deal of gamma rays shooting right into the Earth's core and heating it up. This is evident all over the world by the increase in volcanic activity and the increase in cancer in animals and humans. And you may have noticed an unusual tiredness overtaking your body, as well as an unexplained nausea. I've been struggling with that for days. I couldn't figure out where in the world it was coming from. We surely are living in the end times, dear family, as these things are written in the Bible. But here's the good news for you heart dwellers. Gamma rays kill COVID-19 in the air. Gamma rays kill all viruses and bacteria. Unfortunately, even the beneficial bacteria, but that's easy to replace. In fact, gamma rays kill all viruses. How do you like that for an answer from heaven? Only continue to pray Psalm 91 against all cancers and genetic mutations from the gamma rays. And this asks the question, where do they come from? Here's what I found on science.nasa.gov/EMS/12_gamma rays. Sources of gamma rays. They are produced by the hottest and most energetic objects in the universe, such as neutron stars, pulsars, supernova explosions, and regions around black holes. On Earth, gamma waves are generated by nuclear explosions, lightning, and the less dramatic activity of radioactive decay. You know, I wonder if the dark star associated with the ninth planet, Nibiru, which is approaching, could be the source of these increase in gamma rays. No matter what it is, the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things were made and are kept in being, is our protection. Just as in Hiroshima, when the men were praying the rosary at ground zero, were unharmed and lived to a ripe old age with no symptoms of cancer. She's amazing for protection, dear ones. She truly is. We are blessed with a wonderful president who's fully capable of leading this country through difficult times, as he has proven himself with the COVID virus situation. He needs our prayer because he's facing off very evil men who have been controlling the world and setting these things up to try and herd us into getting to the mark. But our president didn't go for it. He supports our freedom in this country, and that's why he's hated. You can expect other deliberate attempts to herd us into a chip or mark, but he will not back it up. Pray, pray, pray for him. You cannot imagine the stress this man is under. This COVID-19 was a deliberately planned event orchestrated to herd us into their corral and give us an electronic circuit that is eventually deadly to the body and can be manipulated from outer space. Don't ever take the mark of the beast. In Revelation, it talks about the terrible sores breaking out over all people who have the mark. They suffer excruciating pain and even try to kill themselves to get out of the pain, but they are not able to die. The mark is not yet instituted, because in order to have it, you must violate the Ten Commandments. Probably the one that says, "You shall have no other gods before me." Christians will refuse to worship a false god, and they will be beheaded. Actually, considering all things, it will be a relief to get off the earth during that time. So terrible will be the distress. I would also like to share with you a little information about what is coming. The Lord has spoken to us about putting food up for a time when things are scarce. We are still expecting meteor showers or something to affect the earth at some point in the foreseeable future. And I encourage you to have sufficient water and food on hand for your family in times of difficulty. Mainstream media is not reporting it, but the day we were expecting meteors, 32 actually were reported around the world, including a giant meteor that hit off the coast of South America and was covered up with a story that it was a crash site of a rocket which had just been fired, which was still being telecast live while they claimed that it crashed. Still in the air when officials claimed it had crashed. How embarrassing. The governments of the world are lying to the public and working very hard to disguise the increase of meteors. Don't be anybody's fool, dear ones. These events are straight out of the Word of God in Revelation, and they are real. Please, if you've been toying with sin, sitting on the fence, not making a deep commitment to our Lord and His holy will for your life, please do not delay any longer. You may be suddenly caught in a crossfire and have only seconds to repent. You may be so paralyzed with fear you will have no time to repent. Dear ones, now is the time to repent and get right with the Lord. Difficult times are coming to our planet, and you are not guaranteed one more day of life here. Lord, have you anything to add? Jesus began, "Yes, I am so glad you brought that up in this message. My precious people, many of you are living for yourselves and living in sin as well. How I love you, and pray you will not have to go through this great tribulation. The last thing in the world I want to do is leave you here for the most frightful and tormenting times that ever existed on this earth. But I have given you free will, and it's up to you to make a decision between popular morality and my morality, which does not allow for fornication, that is, sex without marriage, or adultery, cheating on your marriage partner. If you do these things and do not stop and do not purify your lives and start giving to others, charity, the poor, the needy, feeding and clothing them, if you do not change your way of life, you will be left behind. Please, seek my will in your prayer closet at night. I will meet you there and forgive you, as well as counsel you on what you should change. My voice is very still and quiet, not like the blaring sounds of the world. It will be like a gentle breeze coming up from within you, with a new sense of right and wrong, as well as a new sense of priorities. I will lead you through your conscience. If you will be still and pay attention, listen very carefully. I will also give you the graces you need in order to change your lifestyle. If you obey, you will feel clean and at peace. If you do not, there will be constant turmoil in your heart, along with the fears of being left behind. It is not too late to change. Do the works I did. Pray for the sick. Admonish those in deep sin. Share my love with those who are hungry for love and understanding. Show compassion and mercy. Share your food and clothing. Give to missions from the heart, knowing that someone in the world is being comforted because you shared what you had. I am asking these things of you for your own good. You know my will. Now is the time to make changes and leave a life of sin behind you. You are not alone, my beloved ones. I will help you. I know all about your need to be held and loved. I know you need a partner in life, a father for your children, a mother for those who have lost a wife. I know the deep sorrow you live with day by day, longing to have a real husband. But I must tell you, I cannot give you those things until you abandon a life of sin and turn totally around to me and my commandments for your lives. In the meantime, I will be your spouse, your friend, and helper. I have so many ways to provide for single parents because of the extraordinary load they shoulder living alone with children. Please turn to me with all your heart and know that I am with you and I will provide for you. Time is passing quickly and there are no guarantees about your life tomorrow. My heart yearns for you to return to me and allow me to reorganize your life without sin. I am by your side, always beloved. I hurt for you. I pray for you. I cry with you. I send my angels to care for you. Not a moment goes by that I do not care for you in extraordinary ways. Recognize my providence in your life. Study my promises to you in the scriptures. And yes, use a Bible promise book. Cover it with my blood and then bless it, the sign of the cross, and open. My Holy Spirit will open to the page that you need to read. Then place all your trust in me and move forward. Hold fast to my promises. Declare them. And when the lies of the enemy assault your mind, quote my promises to them and they will flee. And you'll know what the Lord is saying to you when you read in the Bible promises. If you're still and quiet and you read in between the lines, you will feel the anointing on one particular scripture, and that's the one you need to stand on. You may also say, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, leave and do not return or send for replacements. Jesus continued, be firm and convinced, and my angels will honor your use of my name. Ask Saint Michael and my mother to come to your aid as well. You are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who not only cheer you on, but pray very passionately for you to triumph over all your enemies, even your flesh, which is the greatest of enemies. And one thing more, my dear ones, receive me every day in communion, either at church or in a home communion service, which has been taught to you on this channel. I bless you now to impart to you the backbone and courage to make changes in your lives and come into a deeper relationship with me. And that was the end of his message. And there will be a link down below that will connect you with the places where they talk about a communion service, those messages. My dear ones, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support of this channel and The Refuge. We now have 11 sisters and brothers and are continuing to build little hermitages for them as donations come in. We are also giving to orphans and the physically and mentally challenged poor in Nicaragua, as well as feeding the local poor people, witnessing to them, praying with them. It's been beautiful, really. Times I know are difficult for many, but I deeply appreciate any sacrifice you send. We need to remain stable in these very tenuous times, and your donations are what has kept this channel and the Hermitage going. Thank you. Thank you so very much. May the Lord continue to bless and protect you. Also, I want you to know that there is special protection in putting a blessed crucifix over every door and window in your house, and that this will be a means of making you invisible to the enemy in times of chaos. There are little crucifixes you can get for $1 or 50 cents. Nothing real fancy. You can take them to a priest to bless and then mount them on doorposts and the four corners of your house, and it will offer a very similar protection to the blood over the doorposts in the book of Exodus that kept the Israelites safe from the death angel who took the firstborn of all children and animals of the Egyptians on the night of the Passover. There will be another message about this in the future. God bless and keep you safe, my dear friend.